For tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Tuesday afternoon, December the 28th, 1993. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Can you hear me back there? This sort of reminds me we were invited to the Four Gospel. Let's get fixed here now. You're wearing me behind me. We were at the Four Gospel convention or a meeting in, I think it was Nashville or someplace in Tennessee, and we had a wonderful Four Gospel businessmen meeting that night. The Lord really blessed. And after the meeting, they said, now, all the speakers that always come here, we always take them to the prison the next morning. And so they told us they'd be at the hotel at 8:30, I think, to pick us up. And I said to them, will I have to go? Yes. I said, will I speak to the women? They said, no, you will speak to the hardened criminals. All I could think about all that night, I lay in the bed, hardened criminals. The enemy was popping that in. Hey, I'm going to tell you what happened. So we get out there. And I don't know if any of you have had a prison ministry. I never had, so I didn't know what to expect. We get up to the gate, and they took us into some little building, I think, and they frisked us all, you know. and then they looked at my purse. It had so much in it that it took so long, and I was hoping just to delay this so it would get over with. We had to be out at a certain time, you know. Finally, they let us through the gate, and they took us up there. And I was thinking, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. And when I got almost there, we could see in the window, and they were all holding up their hands, praise the Lord. And I thought, well, maybe this won't be so bad. And we get in there, and I'm telling you, I think I like to go to prisons more often if it's all like that. They had a chaplain that had been spirit-filled, but there was a new chaplain there. They transferred the other man out for reasons probably all of you can imagine. And they brought in one. A Catholic priest to be the chaplain, and that was his first morning. Well, he was back there. He just walked back and forth and into his office and back and forth. But, you know, those prisoners, all I could think about, you know, was how hardened criminals they were. They didn't look too bad. They didn't look like they was going to attack me any minute. And I got up there, and the first thing I said to them, how many of you have not forgiven the sheriff and the judge that put you in here? They all put up their hands. So I thought Glenn was going to talk. And when the man was standing up here after leading the singing. And so he said, I don't know which one's going to talk first. And Glenn said, Irma is. So I went on that subject of unforgiveness. You know what I told them? I told them my story of how I had been delivered from unforgiveness. How many people here have never been delivered from unforgiveness? Now, this is not my text, I don't think. But I just thought, about all these theologians. Look at them over there, sitting there. But anyway... You know, we're all part of the body of Christ. We're all part of the body of Christ. And the Lord is very good to all of us. He has helped us here at the campground, and we love every one of you, and we want to see every one of you delivered. I know that it's kind of hard on the flesh, but the flesh will get over it next week. But the spirit that you're going to feel when you get delivered. Anyway, I went ahead, and right away we had a deliverance meeting at the prison. I mean, they all wanted to be delivered. They wanted to get out of there. And they all want to come over here. They've all written and said, if you'll write a letter and say you'll sponsor us, we'll come over there and work for 2 years for free and all of that. Well, I didn't know if we were ready for that or not. But anyway, you know, the Lord is always with us. How do you believe that Christ Jesus lives in you? Let's confess that right now. Christ Jesus lives in me. Christ Jesus lives in me. Christ Jesus lives in my body. He lives in my soul. He lives in my spirit. We yield to the Lord. We yield to the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Just think, he saved all of us. Isn't that amazing? I think it's so amazing. I get to thinking about now and then where we could have been had he not saved us, and where we could have been if he hadn't called us here. Well, I didn't want to come, that's for sure. Arkansas. And worst of all, I didn't want to give all of our money into here, because I'd worked hard. We'd all worked. Glenn and I both worked about two jobs all the time, every time, every year, every day. Many, many hours of overtime. We saved our money so that when we were 50 years old, we could retire and not have to work again, and we would travel. Well, this is it. We traveled to Arkansas. Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to talk to you about endurance. Now, this place has been quite a place to endure. I mean, everything and every demon that you can ever think about has come against us. But we have to endure and overcome, like he talked about this morning. Wasn't that a rich message this morning? Yeah. Overcoming, overcoming, constantly overcoming. You get through one plateau, and then everything goes smooth for a little while, and then something else, and you have to overcome and overcome and overcome. So I'm trying to overcome my squeaky voice. I caught this last week from my great-grandson, the little boy that came up here this morning loving me, wanting me to get well. Then I just don't take care of myself, and I didn't go to bed early enough. And I don't know how much work you think it is to get a camp meeting like this going, but it's a lot of work. All right, 2 Timothy, you got it, second chapter. Chapter 2 of 2 Timothy on endurance. Thou therefore, I'm reading from the third verse, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I wonder how good a soldier any of us are when the battle rages around you. Do you just give in to the enemy, or do you stand up and fight him and endure? Excuse me. I've got some notes here. I've got to arrange this. I've got too many books. I'm like Tommy. He usually has two or three Bibles he brings up here and about 14 pages in his loose pages, and I've about got that today. But God is calling us. He's calling an army out. We're all part of an army. Now, whether you make it out of boot camp is up to you. But we are in a boot camp. And he's calling us to be all out for Jesus. I mean, let everything else go, but Jesus. I mean, we can, well, of course we can keep house, we can cook, and we can do what we're supposed to do as women. And men are supposed to do what they're supposed to do, but we can still endure and serve Jesus. Now, when he talked on sonship today, of course, that's right down my alley. I love to hear Tommy teach on sonship. And we've been under a lot of sonship teachers. I don't know if you understand exactly what it is, if you've never heard about it before, but it's those that walk in the Spirit are the sons of God. Now, there's a movement going around called the Sons of God, Manifested Sons, and everybody gets, you know, but it's still truth. It's in the Bible. If it's in the Bible, but everybody's afraid of it. Well, they were all afraid of early Pentecost. They called us holy rollers. They threw rocks, eggs in at our church back in the early 30s. Then when they changed it to charisma, we got a little bit well thought of, you know, than the holy rollers. But it was still real back in those days. Still real. And I often think about the things that we endured in early Pentecost. And I'm glad I went through all that, although I thought it was pretty terrible. But I always wondered, my dad was a good preacher. In fact, he preached a lot like Jerry, loud and clear and to the point. But I'm telling you, as a young girl, I used to think, why is this happening to my daddy? And why do we have to suffer so? But I'm telling you, I learned to endure, and I'm glad when I had already gone through that, so I'm glad when I come here, I have learned to endure. It isn't easy to just move lock, stock, and barrel and coming to a place where there was nothing. This was a wilderness. Talk about going to the wilderness. I mean, this was a wilderness. Nothing but weeds, trees, and thistles. And, clear up here. They had to clear a little place to build the first building. But God has blessed us with all of you wonderful people. Now, I know this storm has kept a lot of people away that have reservations. And we have prayed about it. So after you've done all, you pray and you just stand. Stand. Now, there's going to be a lot of battles. You're going to have a lot of battles if you decide to go on. And it's not a lot of people get up and say the battle is won. Well, it is not won. Jesus won it, but we've got to experientially move into what Jesus has done for us. Now, how many has been in the Army? I want to see all you Army men. Service. Yeah. I wrote this little note down. Don't be misled thinking the battle's won, that you don't have to come under orders of the Lord and be led by the Spirit. Because you have to. The sergeant didn't care if he hurt you, did he? Boy, have you ever heard them sergeants yell? Our grandson was in the Army, and I went over there when they advised the parents or guardians or grandparents over it. And I mean, they were yelling, all those young men, and they were all standing so straight. But see, we need a sergeant. Who do you think the sergeant is? It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. Now, he may not yell at you, but you might hear it pretty loud and clear in your ear. I don't think too many people are taking the Army of the Lord very seriously. They don't realize they're soldiers, that they've been called. They don't realize that at all. I didn't realize it. I went to church since I was 10 years old, and I never realized. I wondered what made people do what they were doing wrong, but they were Christians and talked in tongues, but I never understood about it. But it was the enemy fighting. The enemy fought early Pentecost, but we didn't understand what to do. Now we understand, don't we? Now, there was a few preachers that understood a little bit about it. But most of the time, it was just to endure and stand fast. And we have to stand fast. That's all there is to do. We got to stand. There's a lot of people who have come up to me, and they've got so many problems now. And only God can help you solve them. Some of them are probably unsolvable. I don't want to get up here and tell you that everything is solved and it's all going to be all right, because many times we have to go through these things to endure. Now, I'm glad I went through all that in early Pentecost, or I'd have never been here. I'd have been out of here long ago. But God has been very merciful to all of us, and He wants us to walk in the Spirit. Now, how are you going to learn to walk in the Spirit? I wish Tommy would have told us a little bit more. But one by one, as you are tempted and overcome every little thing that the enemy throws at you, you gradually work, and it's work. It's not automatic. There's nothing automatic about this. It's working out our own salvation with fears and tremblings. And I want so badly to walk in the Spirit all the time. Now, I love it when the Holy Spirit comes down over me like a tent, and the fire of God moves up through me. I love that, and I'd like to have that every minute of the day. But I don't always have it every minute of the day. But it's there for us. He wants us. He wants us to get in this army and do something. Fight the enemy. We had quite a discussion up in the ladies' meeting today about what the enemy is doing to everybody. But we have to get in there and fight and bind him. It might take you hours to bind and bind and bind and then command them to leave. But those enemies will leave if you keep on. In God's army, He demands us to give up our self-life. I didn't want to come here. I had to, Glenn had to drag me, I guess. No, we had worked hard. We'd saved our money and we had money, had everything we wanted, nice home. But you know, when God called Glenn, He didn't call me, but I'm his wife. So I came along because I wouldn't know what to do without him. But it was not easy. But as God calls you to do anything, whatever it is, how menial it is, just obey him. He wants us to obey him. Boy, if you're in the army, the real army, you'd go be put in a brig, I guess, or someplace where they put them if they don't obey. I think so much about our iniquities. what we know to do, and we don't do them, do it. Now, we know every day that we better get in the Bible, don't we? We know that. But do we always? No. Do we always pray for one another? No. Do we believe God that He's our healer? Yes, most of the time. Sometimes, if we want to. Most of us are all struggling. How many people feel they're really struggling to move on in God? You get so far and you can't get any further, and you just stay on that level and you want to get through into a higher realm. I always want to get through a higher realm where it's easier. But I tell you, the higher, the more you go up, the more it gets worse and worse and worse. And you know something? All of our religious activities is not going to conquer Satan. We can be so religious. We can sing the songs. We can worship and praise. That's still not going to conquer Satan. We've got to battle. How do you battle? We had a minister that really taught me a whole lot about battling. And he could read right through you all the time. He was really a seer in the spirit. And one day, it hasn't been too long ago, he died last year, and I was wondering, oh Lord, what am I going to do without that man to pray for me? When we get in a bind, I'd call out and he'd start praying for us. But I fell down the stairs going up to our office. There's a swivel stairway, and I didn't fall head first because I had a hold of the rail. I always hold onto that rail, but I fell through the back of the stair, going down to my groin with one leg. And it was hurting, and it hurt, and it hurt, and it hurt. And I was limping around here all the time. I couldn't get up on the platform because my leg would hurt so bad. And I couldn't step. I was going like this all the time. Everybody that come through here, they all prayed for me. All these powerful preachers prayed for me, and it was no better. Just no better. So finally, I think I endured it maybe a year or two. Wasn't it, Linda? How long was it I endured it? Almost a year. And we went to Phoenix, and this man lived out there. And we walked in, and he always called me his daughter. He goes, my daughter, what do you want Jesus to do for you today? And I said, oh, my leg, my leg. He took one look at my leg. He just looked at me. He said, uh-huh. And you know what he told me? He said, you have a serpent. Linda knows him, or knew him. You have a serpent wrapped around your leg. It's holding all the circulation off of you, and it will not let you go. And I said, well, I have to rub my feet every night, my foot, because it's always asleep and always cold. And so we went through all of my complaints. He said, yeah. He said, you're going to have to, you're going to have to repent, he said. I said, repent? Yes, you're going to have to repent. I said, okay. He said, you're not going to get any better till you repent. Well, after you suffer so long, you're willing to repent, aren't you, Jerry? Yes, Lord, I'll repent. I told him, I'll repent. So when he leads you in a repentance prayer, you repented. I mean, it might go on for 15 minutes or 30 minutes. So he started in praying. Me repeating after him. And he went through this long prayer. And he kept saying, Jesus, forgive her for not forgiving others. Jesus, help her. All those people that's hurt her all of her life since she's a little girl. Lord Jesus, she needs to forgive all those people. Lord Jesus, help her. And this went on and on and on and on. And he just kept on praying, and I just kept on repenting. And I think that's what this... Everybody that's been up here has talked on repentance, so that must be what the Holy Spirit's trying to tell all of us. We have to repent. And everybody that's ever hurt us, we've got to forgive them. And I just kept on praying and praying. He named over everybody of people that he knew that had hurt us here. And preachers that's come in here and hurt us, he knew some of them, and he said, you got to forgive them, Irma. Even though they were doing you wrong, you got to forgive them. So I went on and on and on. And finally, And I was thinking about that serpent wrapped around my leg. Now, women don't like snakes. I kept looking down to see what it was doing. And when I got thoroughly repented, he says, now, we're going to command it to go. So he started in commanding it to leave. And when it left, my leg was absolutely healed and free. Now, you see, I got a lesson from that, that part of our healings don't come automatically when we lay hands on the sick. It's because they need to forgive others. How many feel that people have hurt them? And you really haven't thoroughly repented. And I believe that that's what the Lord would have us talk about here right now, although it's not my subject at all. But that just come to my mind that we need to repent, because Tommy's talked about it, Jerry's talked about it, and Brother George has talked about it, repenting. And Linda talked about it. I think every subject back there on the tape, it has repentance on it. Are you ready to repent for everybody that's hurt you, that you've held something against? Well, are you ready or not?
Yes.
Ready or not?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to lead you in this prayer, and we're going to come against the spirit of unforgiveness, spirit of not forgiving. It may go clear back to your childhood, your mother or your dad, your teacher, all of those different people that hurt you, embarrassed you, or caused you grief in any way. And there's a lot of women that come here and they say, I won't forgive my husband. I'll never do it. I said, well, we cannot help you. Jesus will not help you. He will not hear us. And they finally give in. And then the victory comes. Let's pray.
Dear Father,
we come in the name of Jesus.
Lord, we're all needy today.
Some of us need some things
and some
another.
But Lord, we need you most of all.
We need your healing.
We need your loving.
We need your forgiveness.
Lord, help us to forgive everybody
that's ever hurt
us,
that's ever done us wrong,
that has caused us grief
as little girls.
Or little boys.
Lord,
we want help.
Lord, bring it to mind,
those things
that we've held a grudge against people,
that we've caused other people
grief
because we haven't treated them right,
because
they didn't treat us right.
Lord,
we want to love everybody.
We
want you most of all to hear
our prayers.
Jesus,
we ask
for your precious blood
to
flow down over
us
and cover
us
and
wash us
and
cleanse us
from
these awful sins
of
having unforgiveness.
Lord,
I thank you
for
your blood
that
you shed.
And you
said, Father, forgive
them,
for
they know not what they
do.
And
Lord, we just say,
Father,
forgive them.
Forgive
our parents,
our
teachers,
for
they knew not what
they were doing to
us.
But
Lord,
we want you to
forgive us.
We
want you to
help us.
And
most of all,
we want you to
hear our prayers.
We
appreciate
your precious
blood
that
you shed
for us.
Lord,
that you gave it
freely.
And
we can
come to
you
and call
on your name.
And
Lord,
your word says,
whoever
calls on
the name of
the Lord
shall
be delivered.
Lord,
you cannot
lie.
Your
words are true.
And
this afternoon,
we
just
stand
here
and sit
here
in
your presence,
and
we thank
you
for helping
us to forgive.
Now
just
allow
the blood
to apply.
The
Holy
Spirit
will apply
the blood
in those
areas as
you
ask him
to forgive
you
and
as you
forgive
others.
Some
people just
say,
I'll never
forgive
my mother.
I'll never
forgive
my dad.
Our
neighbors have
done us wrong.
Lord,
we just
forgive
everybody,
every one
of them,
Lord,
so
you'll forgive
us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for your precious blood that washes us. All these sins, all back in the back cavities of our brain. So all these things that we've had hidden back there and pushed back there because we didn't want to think about somebody that's hurt us so badly. Lord, just cleanse out that sin. Cleanse out that sin of unforgiveness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. The Holy Spirit comes into us as breath. I think we all know that. The evil spirit comes in the same way. And so in order to cast him out, the dictionary says cast out means to breathe out, give a quick breath, or vomit. It's exactly what the word cast out means in your dictionary. I happened to look it up one day. I just saw a dictionary laying there and I looked up cast out. And it says. So it's so simple. It's like having a baby. When you're having a baby, you men don't know about this, but they always come in and tell you to bear down. Well, you don't want to bear down. Hurts. But this is not going to last very long. This is a delivery room now. And once you make up your mind to get rid of these things, you're going to feel so good tomorrow and tonight. So just start on, keep on forgiving, keep on forgiving, keep on forgiving, keep on forgiving. Thank you. Thank you. You just come over here and sit by Uncle Glenn. Okay. That doesn't disturb me a bit. The enemy always likes to run interference, but that's all right. We're going to keep praying for that boy. If he were your son, you'd want all of us to pray. We're going to believe. He's a sweet, sweet person. Now, we're still repenting, remember now, about all these people that's hurt us. Just call them out by name if you want to. I forgive. I forgive. I forgive. I forgive my mother. I forgive my dad. I forgive that man that raped me. I forgive that neighbor woman that told a lie about me. I just forgive all these people, my family. I forgive the preacher that preached right at me last week. I forgive him. I don't want to hold anything against my pastor. I just forgive. Just keep on forgiving. We want the Lord to hear our prayers. Thank you, Jesus, for washing our minds, washing our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that your word says whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Lord, that's what we're here for this afternoon. We're calling on your name. I want everybody to say, Jesus,
Jesus.
I'm calling on your name.
That name of Jesus
that makes the enemy tremble.
I ask you to deliver me
out of the hands of the enemy. Lord, I want to forgive
everybody
that's ever hurt me.
I'm asking you now
to deliver me.
Now, you don't have to keep praying now.
I'm going to make the command. Glenn will come up here and we're going to make the command. We're going to bind that unforgiveness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's going to have to come out. And you're going to have to do something. Now, if you sit there and don't want to try to breathe out, I mean, get some gut-level breaths. Get with this now. This is serious business. If you're having a baby and you're not bearing down, they'll come in there and make you do it. I'm not making you do it. I'm asking you to please breathe out, both feet on the floor, and push these demons out of us in the name of the Lord Jesus. He makes it so simple. Cast out. Breathe them out. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Okay, start coming out now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, unforgiveness, I command you to come out now in Jesus' name. Come on out. That's right. Come on out. You're doing good. Just hate them. Hate them. In the name of Jesus, come out, unforgiveness. Come on out in Jesus' name. Fear, fear, come out in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of fear. I command it to come out in Jesus' name. I bind that deaf and dumb spirit in this boy in the name of Jesus. I bind you, Satan. I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You will not hold him captive. You will not hold him captive. If you don't leave today, you're going to have to leave sometime. You're getting disturbed right now. In the name of Jesus. Now just pay attention to your own demons. Don't worry with him. In the name of Jesus. Unforgiveness. Come on out. Unforgiveness. Command you to come out. Breathe out now. Cough them out. Let them go in Jesus' name. Where's the paper towels? We're going to need them here in a minute. All you unclean, filthy spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on out. I bind you. Come on out in Jesus' name. Don't you hurt. Come on out in Jesus' name. You are defeated. Satan has defeated you. I command you to come out now in Jesus' name. Come on out. That's right. Call them out. Let them go. Their breath. Filthy, dirty breath. Come on out. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Keep right on. All the unforgiveness. I think somebody needs to help over here. Yes. You help. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. I command you to come out now, all of you unforgiveness spirits, all you unforgiveness spirits, come on out in Jesus' name. Come out of him in Jesus' name. Come on out of him in Jesus' name. Come out of him in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. I command you to come out in Jesus' name. I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Come out of him now in Jesus' name. Come on out. Unforgiveness, I bind you. Come out of him now in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. You can't stay in there anymore. Come on out in Jesus' name. That's right. Cough him out, Phil. Cough him out. Hate him. Hate him in Jesus' name. That's right. Come on out in Jesus' name. You are a defeated foe. You cannot hold him captive. In the name of Jesus. All the unforgiveness. All the unforgiveness. Come out. Out of her. In the name of Jesus. All the unforgiveness. You have to come out now in Jesus' name. Out of her in Jesus' name. Come on out of him. Come on out. Foul, evil spirit. Come out of him now in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Come on out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Pull on my cord. Undo my cord. In the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All you religious spirits, I command you to come out. Religious spirits, I command you to come out now in Jesus' name. Religious spirits. Religious spirits. In the name of Jesus. Come out of her. Come out of her. Generational curses. Come off of her now in Jesus' name. We break the curse. We break the curse. We break the curse in Jesus' name. We break the curse in Jesus' name. We break the curse off of him in Jesus' name. Ringo, you deaf and dumb curse. I break your power in Jesus. Don't you fall over in the name of Jesus. I can't hold you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break your power. I break your power. I break your power. Of him. You stoic spirit. You stoic spirit. I break your power in Jesus' name. 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 Three tolamakus sandalabandolius. Sandalabakondalius sandaya. In the name of Jesus. Come out of them. Come out of God's people. You cannot stay here. They've repented now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come out of her. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Loose her. Loose her. Let it go, honey. Let it go in Jesus' name. All the hurts, all the bruises, all the unforgiveness. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come.
Yes. You serpentines, come out of him. Serpentine, come out of him and now in Jesus' name. I bind you. 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 In the name of Jesus, I bind that. Hold your head still in the name of Jesus. We command that. We command that. Let go of him. Let go of him, you serpent, in Jesus' name. We break the curse. We break that curse over him. Cough it out. Let it go. Don't swallow that. Cough it out. Let it go in Jesus' name. Clean all that old debris from him. In the name of Jesus, we have authority over you.
Jesus.
We break that curse. We break that curse in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Keep right on in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It causes us not to believe. Lord, we yield to you. Your word says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he has to flee. We're resisting you now, Satan, you spirit of unbelief. And we command you to come out. Come off of us and come out in Jesus' name. Come on out, unbelief. Come on out. Get with it. Get with it. Let him go. Hate him. Hate him. All the unbelief. All the unbelief. Come on out, unbelief. Come on out, unbelief. Come on out, unbelief. Unbelief for your children. Unbelief for your children. Unbelief for your children, your grandchildren, that you think they'll never be saved. Believe, 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 believe in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All the unbelief. Come on, there's a lot of unbelief in here. A lot of unbelief. In the name of Jesus, all the unbelief. All the unbelief. Come on out. Come on out. Unbelief. Unbelief. Come out. Come on out in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for the angels that's ministering up and down and throughout this building right now, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Close your eyes. The name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Restore. Restore this mind. Restore this mind. Restore this mind. In Jesus' name. Honey, say, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Say it again. Louder. Help me, Jesus.
Help me, Jesus.
Deliver me.
Deliver me.
From all this evil.
From all this evil.
This stoic. Spirit.
Spirit.
This dumb spirit.
This dumb.
That don't let me talk.
That don't let me talk.
That hates me.
That hates me.
Well, I hate it. And I command it to go now. In the name of Jesus. Okay. Now, I want you to take a deep breath and cough loud. Put your head over and cough loud in Jesus' name. Come out of him. Come out of him, you stoicism. Stoicism, come out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. You are defeated. You cannot hold him captive. You cannot hold him captive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Forgive him, Lord. Forgive him, Lord. Forgive him, Lord. Forgive him for the addiction in his body of those drugs in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Restore that mind. Restore that mind. Restore that mind in Jesus' name. Say praise Jesus. Put your hands up. That's good. Praise Jesus. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my healer. I believe. I don't want any unbelief. I'm going to be well and strong. I'm going to be a good Christian. I'm not going to mess around with drugs. I hate them. I want to live for Jesus. That's good. You're doing good. You're doing good. Just keep on spitting them out. That's all right. I love you. You know that? I love you.
I know that.
And Jesus loves you. Oh, my. Jesus loves you. You're so big and strong. Jesus loves me. Can you sing that?
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
That's right. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we got more time here. Now what are we going to do? Let them go. My rebellion and witchcraft. Oh, Dr. Null, do you think that's in here? All the rebellion against husbands, against wives, against authority. Against authority. Proper. Well, just all authority. The government. We have to obey the government. We have to obey the laws of the land. It doesn't say whether they're proper or not. You have to obey them in the Lord. Well, I'm not going to argue with that, about that. Just a minute now. Just a minute. Are you going to be all right, Ruthie? Just a minute. Rebellion. Rebellion is witchcraft. Oh, I hated it. I hated when they told me I was full of rebellion, because that meant I was full of witches. You know, women can be little witches. You know that. I could be one. I know that. I was. I hope I'm getting better. All right, rebellion. All right, rebellion. You're going to have to leave these people. We ask you, Jesus, to forgive their sins of rebellion. Rebelling against their teachers, their husbands, their wives. Authority of all kinds against the government. In the name of Jesus, we release these people from rebellion and witchcraft. All the witchcraft, all the different types of witchcraft. I command it to go out of them right now in Jesus' name. Obey and come on out in Jesus' name. Let them go. All rebellious spirits, leave. Rebellion. I will obey you, Lord. I will obey you, Lord Jesus. I don't want to rebel against the Lord Jesus. I don't want to rebel against the Word of God. Come on out, rebellion. Come on out, witchcraft. In Jesus' name, out, out, out. Oh, yes, the Lord. It is written, the Lord rebukes you, Satan. The Lord rebukes you, Satan. It is written, the Lord rebukes you, Satan. In Jesus' name, we stand in the name of Jesus. We stand against you. All the witchcraft, all the going to fortune tellers, all the handwriting analysis, all of the reading of horoscopes, all divination spirits, we command them to come out now in Jesus' name. Come on out now in Jesus' name. Come on out now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. You mean to say that's all the rebellion there is in here? There's a lot of rebellion in here yet. Some of you, it's so new, it's enough to scare everybody. But I'm telling you, it's real. It's real. It is real. Yes. We loose them through the power of the name of Jesus. Rebellion and witchcraft. Come on out in Jesus' name. Let's all pray in the Spirit for a moment. Let's get some anointing down here again. All of the rebellion, we command it to begin to come out right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, all the rebellion. All the rebellion against authority, against husbands, against wives, against family, against teachers, against preachers, against the Word of God. Rebellion against God's Word. That's just more than we should ever be doing. Not obeying God. Not obeying the Word of God. Not listening to the voice of God, that still small voice that talks to you and says, don't do that. That's not nice. That's not right. And you do it anyway. Lord, we just ask you now to deliver these people from rebellion in Jesus' name. And in the children and grandchildren, it goes down for generations. It's in our bloodline to rebel against God. We don't have to teach little children to be bad, do we? They come out of the womb with evil spirits in them. We have to teach them to be good. All right, come on out. Come on out, rebellion. Get with it again. This is travail now. This is travail. This is intercession. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we command them to go. You're doing wonderful. You're doing good. You're doing good. Let them go. Let them go. All the rebellion. All the rebellion in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft, witchcraft powers. All kinds of witchcraft powers. I command them to go now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's right. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Let them go in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hey, I think I'm better. I can talk better. Well, I was trying to get out of this. Thank you, Jesus. That's all right. It's all right. This is the delivery room. If you've ever been in the delivery room, all kinds of things goes on in there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All the anger to go. In Jesus' name. Anger, leave in Jesus' name. Yes, rebellion against all authority, against the Word of God, against the Holy Ghost. Rebellion against the Holy Ghost and the still, small voice of the Lord that talks to us. All rebellion against the Lord in any form or any way. Now that you've emptied out, we don't want to leave you all swept and clean without putting something else in this vacuum. So we're going to all ask the Holy Spirit to come now and to fill us in this area where the enemy has gone. Don't worry with just keep on getting delivered, but you keep on getting the Holy Spirit. Breathe in the Holy Spirit now and take him in Jesus' name. I am receiving the Holy Spirit. That's it. I am receiving the Holy Spirit. I am receiving the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm receiving more of the Lord. I'm receiving overcoming power. I love you, Jesus. Come in and dwell in me in a greater measure. I invite you in where this evil power has lived. Help me to overcome and not let him back in. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I praise you. I praise you for what you did for us on the cross and the whipping post. How you were made a curse that we do not have to bear all these curses. I break all the curses of rebellion for generations back in our bloodline that we've inherited. I hate them. I want them to go. I break them in Jesus' name. Break all these curses. He was made a curse so we don't have to bear these curses. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Well, I think you've done real well. You did better than I did the first time I ever saw it. I just ran out of the room. And the devil said to me, now you've got in wildfire, Irma. You better, what do you say, jump out the window. I was at a hotel in Chicago. And I said, no. I answered him right back, the enemy. I didn't know I was talking to the enemy. I thought it was my own head. And I said, no, I'm too smart for that. I wasn't about to jump out a window of the Hilton Hotel way up on whatever floor we was on. Now, walk in quietness before the Lord and walk in peace and just walk in sort of a inner praise. Just keep praising. Don't talk too much. Just be still before the Lord and allow the Lord to do more and more work. Now, this is just our first afternoon session, isn't it? Or did we have one before? Oh, yeah, we had one yesterday. And so in the morning, Dr. Noel has one at 6 o'clock till 8. We want you all to give. A lot of you have come for long distance. We want you to give everything that you came for, because when you go home, you can tell others what's happened, and that's how you overcome, by the word of your testimony. And the blood of the Lamb. All right.
There's a sweet, sweet anointing coming down and cleansing me like a mighty rushing stream. Let's all say, sweet,
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.